This is the State of Things from the American Tobacco Historic District. I'm Frank Stachow. The impeachment trial is in full swing in the U.S. Senate. Democrats are making their arguments. Donald Trump's lawyers begin their presentation tomorrow. Of course, it's highly unlikely that the Senate will convict and remove the president, but some Democrats are hopeful they can at least get four Republicans they need to vote to allow witnesses and documents. Political junkie Ken Rudin's here to share his take on the impeachment trial so far. And also, last time we'll be talking to Ken before the Iowa Democratic caucuses. So we're going to get his thoughts about how the race is shaping up as the first real test looms. Ken, welcome back.
Thank you, Frank. 10 days to go before Iowa.
Wow. Well, we'll talk about that. But I do think we should talk a little bit about this impeachment trial. What do you think so far?
Well, if you're trying to answer the question, have the Democrats made their case? I think they have. I think as led by Adam Schiff, the lead House manager, the Democrat from California, he has done a meticulous and methodical effort of laying out the case, laying out the facts. The whole thing about the president's relations, involvement with Ukraine and what he tried to do to get the Ukraine government to do regarding the investigation of the Bidens. I think the House managers have done a great job. I'm not sure if every Republican agrees, and I'm not sure if every Republican is paying attention. But if you're looking for a meticulous outlining of the facts, I think they've done that job.
All right. So the next big question, really, before the Senate, as it moves into the next phase of this trial, of course, we're going to wait to hear from the president's lawyers, and then we move into the actual trial itself. Will there be witnesses? Will there be documents? And that question is yet to be answered.
That is the key question. As you said in your introduction, nobody thinks that the president is going to get convicted and removed from office. You need 20 Republicans to do that. If they vote with all the Democrats, you need a two-thirds vote in the Senate. That is, nobody thinks that's going to happen. The only thing, the best thing that the Democrats could hope for is if they get four Republicans to vote with them to call for witnesses and documents. And that is going to be a tough sell because, of course, the Democrats would have loved to have the witnesses and documents before the trial, before the opening arguments even started. But McConnell said no to that. It's going to be after the opening arguments by the Democrats and the president. As defenders, and that's going to be a tough road to hoe to get those four Republicans.
Yeah, again, and given the fact that we know it's going to take a two-thirds vote to remove, given the fact that the polls show that even though 70% of Americans think the president broke the law, 50% think, some 20% of them think, yeah, but you can't take him out of office for that. So if that's the opinion already, what difference would it make?
Well, the audience actually is not the 100 senators, or at least whoever's in the chamber at the time, because a lot of them are sneaking out. But if the audience, as it turns out, is not going to be the 100 senators. It's going to be the millions of voters in around the country on November 3rd. That ultimately is whom the Democrats and probably the Republicans as well are trying to appeal to.
Yeah, and it's interesting. Again, if you think he's done something wrong and shouldn't be removed from office, it's hard to know what a further presentation is going to do to that public opinion. Well, let's talk a little bit about the procedure anyway, because it is going to go on. And earlier this week, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell argued that the proposed rules for this impeachment closely follow the precedent set in Bill Clinton's impeachment trial in 99. How similar are they, do you think?
Well, they are similar in some ways, but of course, there's so many things that the Republicans are trying to do and rush through that they didn't do with the Clinton impeachment in 1999. I mean, for one thing, originally Mitch McConnell wanted to have 24 hours of testimony compressed into 2 days, which, I mean, if anybody thinks they're going to be listening to 12 hours of impeachment arguments each day, they're mistaken, because I don't know what the audience is in what's going on now that it's been expanded to 3 days, but I mean, I'm not sure, but to watch it boil down 12 hours a day for 2 days, that wasn't going to happen. Also, or initially in the Clinton impeachment bill the House argument for impeachment, the House measure of impeachment, the articles of impeachment were automatically written into the record. Mitch McConnell said he wanted a separate vote on that, which was kind of upsetting to a lot of, not only Democrats, but a lot of voters as well. And people like Susan Collins, the embattled senator from Maine, Republican senator from Maine, and others went to McConnell and said, look, try to make it at least a semblance of a fair trial, and McConnell has altered the rules somewhat.
All right, let's talk about the North Carolina delegation, the two senators from the state of North Carolina. Very interesting positions. Tom Tillis running for re-election, critical how he's positioned in this Senate trial, and of course, Richard Burr not running. So he has a very different vantage point. Are you expecting any surprises?
Not at all. Not at all. I mean, once upon a time, there was a talk about Tom Tillis being, because it's a purple state, because he has a tough battle for re-election this year, he may have to just, keep his distance from the president, but he has decided not to do that. He has very closely aligned himself with the president. There is no question in my mind, well, how almost everybody will vote, but including Tom Tillis. Richard Burr is different. Richard Burr, I think, did a very good job of being heading up the Senate Intelligence Committee. He seemed to show a lot of effort to be fair, along with his ranking member, Democratic member Mark Warner. But, you know, you wonder what he's doing during the impeachment trial. He has been giving out boredom spinners, these fidget spinners, these toys to the senators, so they have something to play with while they're to keep them from falling asleep at their desk. And so you wonder if Richard Burr is taking this Senate trial as seriously as the Democrats are.
All right, so let's get back to the polls again and this election that Tom Tillis is facing. We saw what his reaction when he showed any resistance at all to the president on immigration. He flip-flopped immediately out of fear for his political life. So whatever he thinks of the president and what he did, we know he's going to vote to support the president. The question is, getting back to the polls, is there anything that could happen in this trial? Is there any way in which American public opinion could move off of, 50-50, essentially?
Well, I think in the American public opinion, yes, I think I do. I mean, the fact is, even though the latest Pew Research poll shows 51% want the president removed, 46% want him to stay in office, that's pretty close. But upwards of 70% feel that the president has done illegal or unethical things. And if the Democrats can prove their case, and again, if the president is not, if the actions taken by the president now is not impeachable, then I don't know what the definition of impeachable is. But again, the fact is it won't move the senators, I mean, because they know their base, Republican senators know their base will desert them if they side against the president. The question is whether they're making the case to the American public. And I suspect that is, even though ultimately if the president stays in office, ultimately I think that could be the ultimate outcome of what this trial
is. Well, that has
about.
To be it, because we know that nobody who voted for the president in 2016 is not going to vote for him again in 2020, right? I mean, so that base is secure. The question is, who didn't vote in 2016? Will they show up at 2020, and does that affect the outcome? And then the question is, to what extent does this impeachment trial motivate progressive voters to actually get out and vote this time?
Well, if they don't, that's bad for them. I mean, everybody says, well, if Hillary Clinton only campaigned in Wisconsin, well, if more people voted, that would be the But I also think that Trump's numbers are stronger than they were in 2016,
yep,
because back then a lot of people were voting against him. A lot of people were voting against the status quo and Hillary Clinton. I think that Trump is far more, not even questionable, far more popular among his Republican base than he was 4 years ago. The question is whether the Democrats are more outraged and fearful of making the same mistake as they did in 2016.
Well, the Democrats are outraged at each other. We know that. And we've got the Iowa caucuses coming up with the three top leading Democrats unable to go and campaign because they are stuck in the Senate.
They are, it's especially sad for Amy Klobuchar. For one, she just received a co-endorsement of the New York Times, which is a great boost for her campaign. But more importantly, she has found herself outside the top four: Bernie, Biden, Buttigieg. Thank God, those B's make it easier. And Elizabeth Warren, she's clearly not in the top four. She, coming from nearby Minnesota, has got to do well. She's got to break into the top four if she has any chance of the nomination. And, of course, this Senate trial is keeping her and Bernie and Elizabeth Warren and, to a lesser extent, Michael Bennett of Colorado, the other senator, from campaigning. The fact is that Bernie Sanders, everybody knows him in Iowa. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is campaigning on his behalf. Elizabeth Warren has a lot of surrogates as well, campaigning in Iowa and New Hampshire. That's not what Amy Klobuchar has, and that's what she desperately needs.
AOC campaigning for Bernie, Hillary Clinton campaigning against him, threatening possibly not to support him if he wins the nomination. What effect is that going to have?
That is a big deal. I mean, first of all, we saw some dust-up between Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders during their last debate as whether a woman could be elected, whether a woman could defeat Trump. Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren obviously had a disagreement on that, and we thought maybe went away, but it didn't. A lot of Bernie supporters have gone to Twitter to lambast Warren for bringing it up. They're calling her hashtags of Never Warren, and Warren is a snake. It's gotten really ugly. And then Hillary Clinton, not to be outdone, she has this interview for this documentary where she says that Bernie is a loser. Nobody likes him. Nobody supports him. And she said in an interview with the Hollywood Reporter that she may not even support him because of what he does to women. So, you know, one of the reasons the Democrats didn't win in 2016 because the Bernie people didn't get along with the Hillary people and vice versa. We're seeing similar things going on right now, and the Democrats are scared about that.
All right, I got about 20 seconds left. Ken, any predictions for Iowa?
I think Marianne Williamson wins.
Ken Rudin is the political
No idea.
Is the political junkie, and you can check out all of his stuff through our website at stateofthings.org. See you, Ken. Thank you.
Thank you, Frank.